This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
What's wrong? You don't have any black friends? Do you want everyone to think that you're an ally and not a racist? Well, now's your chance to get woke with Black Lives Matter. And we've made it easy in this all-new, sensational, step-by-step instructional video. Here's what you'll learn. How to block traffic. How to pull down racist statues. How to burn the American flag. Harass diners. How to make a Molotov cocktail. How to regurgitate CNN talking points. Learn how to instantly spot a Nazi or white supremacist. And of course, we'll teach you the best ways to loot and riot. Plus, learn the basics of identity politics. Learn how to play the race card. Learn how to pull BS statistics straight out of your ass.
93% of the protests are peaceful.
Learn how to put the names of criminal thugs on football helmets. And check out our special bonus feature, how to fake a hate crime, with your woke instructors, Bubba Wallace and Jesse Smollett.
What happens if I get caught looting?
Or destroy property?
Yeah, what happens if they catch me burning this building down?
No problem. We've got Soros operatives ready to bail you out and set you free. All charges dropped.
That means we can keep rioting over and over again. No worries.
No consequences.
No shit. Just make sure you check out our GPS map included in this video for a complete list of all the Democrat-controlled cities where total anarchy is not only considered peaceful protest, it's also encouraged. So get woke with Black Lives Matter.
The building just exploded. Oh, my God.
Woo! Burn that motherfucker down. But wait, there's more. If you act now, we'll throw in this free CD collection of BLM greatest hits. Sing along with all the woke BLM chants like oink, oink, bang, bang.
Oink, oink, bang, bang, oink, oink, bang, bang.
No borders, no wall, no USA at all.
No borders, no wall, no USA at all.
Hey, man, is that Black Lives Matter?
Hell yeah,
we'll turn it up.
Pigs in a blanket. Like bacon. In their brand new hit single, Your Jesus. You know the words. Sing along. So order your copy today and get woke with Black Lives Matter. Now accepting EBT cards. Order before November 3rd and get this free t-shirt for toddlers. Get woke with Black Lives Matter.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to banned.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, October 15th, 2020 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Well, I'm sure you've noticed that absolute tyranny is unfolding, not just here, but around the world. The headline for the live transmission that you're watching right now or listening to is Breaking: Big Tech Censorship of Biden Bombshell Test for Total Internet Takeover, November 3rd. Now, we've actually seen big tech, led by Facebook, Google, Apple, and Twitter, say that they're not going to allow disinformation if the president challenges the election, even though there's evidence that Democrats are going to challenge. That's going to be taken as completely normal and good. They're going to try to hold it up for months and then implement the 20th Amendment. So that information is absolutely critical to understand. And then as we approach, I've said this for the last 2 months, the election that's now in 18 days, 97 to inauguration, they will then accelerate the purging, the banning, the blacklisting, the shadow banning of basically 100 plus million Americans, because they said themselves they would do that. So basically, everyone I know who are even just mainline Republicans or my son Rex Jones, all are banned off Twitter now just the last week. Because Congress has sat there and let big tech, mainly owned by foreign countries and companies, tell us what to do and engage in massive organized crime and massive censorship. And so Congress is the equivalent of Native Americans when Cortez arrived, who'd never seen sailing ships or never seen muskets and had never seen horses and didn't even know how to respond to it. Or Midwestern Native Americans when the big iron horse arrived of the railroad, they are just totally flummoxed by it and don't know what to do and are following its every directive. It's big tech that ordered all the stores closed and ordered the courts closed and ordered everyone to lock down and only communicate over the internet. It's big tech that dictates what you can and what you can't say about your view on the forced inoculations that are now being announced. It's big tech that is announcing its own courts and its own systems. It's corporate global governance. And this is a massive evolutionary jump, in their words, the takeover of all of society as we know it. And I talked to people on the street that are wearing their mask, and I say, you know, they've announced that the masks are going to be permanent. Bill Gates says 10 years. And they go, I don't care. I like them now. You see, they're habituated. And they're going to be habituated to their smartphones and their travel apps and all the inoculations they'll have to take to have the travel app. And Gates is saying, no matter how many vaccines you take, you still won't be able to travel unless they say you can. This is permanent corporate technocracy martial law. And it's got the public turned against each other. Let me read you some of these headlines. This is on Infowars.com. Direct link to the Pentagon transcript. Senior U.S. Army official says there'll never be a return to normal post-COVID. You'll never be free again. This person needs to be fired. Meanwhile, Senate Judiciary Committee to subpoena Jack Dorsey after Twitter suspends Trump campaign House GOP accounts over Biden scandal. Why not? Facebook, Google, Apple, Twitter, all in a concerted effort yesterday, blocked the Burisma emails. It wasn't just the crack pipes or the hookers or the sex. It was the emails that we have up on Infowars.com. So you have to have a site to be able to have the information. It can't be shared over these platforms. Even Google's going into emails now, we've learned. If you have Gmail and blocking it, the crack pipes and all of that is nothing. It's the emails from the head of Burisma saying, thank you for hooking your dad up with me. We'll get you the money now. Just like Biden says, hey, they had a prosecutor investigating me and my son. There was $1 billion supposed to be paid that day. I said, you won't get that $1 billion if you don't fire that prosecutor. And son of a bitch, they fired the prosecutor. So this just confirms all of that, that what they said Trump did, they themselves had done. It's always total inversion of reality. So this is the come to Jesus moment, but is it too late for Congress? Is it too late for the average, 79-year-old lawyer? The average person in Congress is a 79-year-old lawyer who doesn't even know how their phone works. They'll always ask in hearings, is it true the phone can track my location? And Sundar Pichai says, no, it doesn't. Because technically, it's not the phone, it's the GPS app. They all use legal ways to manipulate and lie. Oh, no, we've never worked with the communist Chinese on artificial intelligence. We've never helped spy on their citizens, even though they do publicly. These are authoritarian elitists that don't believe in freedom, that think you're a schmuck, that think you're stupid, that are allied with authoritarian regimes, making their move. And so now, the House and Senate Judiciary Committees try to send letters out and publish that they're announcing hearings and that they're going to subpoena Jack Dorsey and they're going to subpoena Zuckerberg over this. And Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey say, you're not even allowed to say that on my platform. We are the government now. And the old lawyers sit there and piss down their legs because it's what they do. They're the same ones that sold us out to communist China, the same ones that let pedophiles operate inside our schools, the same ones that are all a bunch of cowardly, old, stupid lawyers. And the Chi-Coms and Big Tech muscled in and just pushed them aside. And they pushed the FBI aside and all these people being enslaved by China, enslaved by Big Tech, enslaved by the culture of Hollywood. Oh, but who's the FBI worried about? Right-wing Christians and white people. What a sick ideology. What a sick group of people having their own future destroyed, but they don't care because they pretend they're part of this big, wonderful winning team. Look at these headlines. Twitter blocks link to Republican judiciary website in another attempt to censor Biden scandal. And what's in the letter? The fact that Biden's campaign is confirmed and Burisma's confirmed. These are real emails. Paper play, quid pro quo, absolutely illegal. And it continues. Senator Hawley and Cruz accused Twitter of election meddling over censorship of New York Post expose, but still do nothing, just like Jordan will do nothing. We've got the letters, we've got the articles, we've got the emails you're not supposed to see. They're at Infowars.com. Oh, but nobody needed Infowars.com anymore. Nobody needed band.video. Oh, you've all got your Twitter. You've all got your YouTube. But you don't. Because now hundreds of thousands of minders trained by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL are in control of their programming AI that goes through in live time, even your private messages, and stops you. And Congress doesn't see that as racketeering. Congress doesn't see that as organized crime. Congress doesn't see that as election meddling. They just talk about Section 230 and do nothing because the Republicans have been bought and paid for as well. And so Big Tech doesn't respect them and is now usurping their legitimate power as our elected representatives. Congress is more and more becoming vestigial, ceremonial, archaic, a remnant, a ritual, a skeleton of what it once was. That's why I told you 2.5 years ago we got banned everywhere. I said, we're building our own video site. We're beefing up the sites. We're doing our own system. We need money to build it now. Satellite uplinks. We need to get on more terrestrial radio stations now, more precious than ever. Because the new dark age is here. The electronic Berlin Wall is lowering down on us now. And I don't know if it's too late for Congress and too late for Trump and too late for all these people that listen to folks like Brad Parscales that told him their targeted ads got Trump elected, not his grassroots, that was cut off starting with InfoWars. And now the president himself has his tweets blocked and has his YouTubes blocked. And is gamed and scammed because big tech works with authoritarians like China and thinks we're weak and has never gotten in trouble for what they've done. And so now big tech works with big pharma and the UN to keep a UN lockdown going and the end of our economy and says the mask never come off. And if you criticize the forced inoculations, you'll be banned and your bank account will be taken. And they're going to put dozens of them in you a year. It was 2, then 5. Now Gates says dozens a year in your body, controlling your DNA. Raping you, controlling you, coming for you because you rolled over.
My name is Brian and I'm 80 years of age. Recently I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time the fever subsided and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
States. I'm your host, Alex Jones, ever faithful to my family, to God, and to you, and very, very honored to be here in this position. I'm exhausted from the long fight, but I've got strength like never before, because I know that we are headed towards the summit and the main battlefield, ladies and gentlemen. Let me boil this down very, very calmly here. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. There is a scientific breakaway civilization that has decided to give up its humanity and merge with machines. That is the AI religion that they follow. I told you this 26 years ago from their own writings. Elon Musk has gone public the last 2 years, Bill Joy and others 20 years ago. And I've had overtures from these groups trying to get me to join them many times. The head of the Kissinger group in front of my producer tried to get me to join them as well. That was not in confidence, so I can tell that story. That's one of many times. I know the New World Order is real because I have their own documents, their own research, and because I research what they're up to, and because I understand their larger plan better than most of their top executives, they've tried to get me to join them, just like they tried to get my father to join them. So when I sit here and I explain this to you, this is not a game. This is not a joke. These people are going to kill you and your family. Do you understand that? They're going to do it once you're brain damaged and filled with cancer viruses and out of your mind in an electromagnetic soup so that you are debilitated to the point of you cannot resist. Think about how a spider operates and you'll have the enemy. Now, we're being caught in the web right now. They're moving on from the web point to spinning us into a more tightly controlled position, teaching us how to be locked down, teaching us how to be slaves. And then the next mode in the next year to 3 years will be fangs going in, and that's the forced inoculation, that you'll, quote, accept you're really being coerced into it. And then once you've been given that soft kill, that spiritually, culturally, and genetically will begin to liquefy your genetics and overtake your genetics, literally, with the mRNA vaccines and other things they're doing, so that you spiritually and physically will fall to your knees in front of Satan. And then the spider, right as the last light of your soul leaves, will plunge its fangs in and have a blood meal, sucking every drop of exsanguination out of your husk. Now, that's who Bill Gates is a hungry baby spider of the mommy. And that's why he rubs his hands together like a rat and gets very excited and smiles when he talks about global collapse and death, because metaphysically, he's hungry and wants to get the fangs in now for the main meal. Mommy is explaining to him that it's going to be a slow process, dissolving us, aging us, liquefying our soul, having our children turned over to them, sterilizing our young boys, poisoning ourselves, denouncing God, so that we get all the little free goodies given to us by Satan that aren't free. They're at the price of our soul. So I just want everyone to know the beautiful continuum they have for you and your family planned. And this is what you face. This is what I face. This is not speculation. I've just given you an allegory of the spider and its prey. Well, I am not the prey of the spider. All right, now let's get scientific and talk about what's currently happening. I told you 8 months ago, because they admitted this in all of their public documents, which you like me to list them again. I know you all know what they are. Lockstep,
Event 201, a bunch of UN drills, Pentagon Report 2010, the Ministry of Defense 2007, flash mobs, microchips, and the coming collapse. That'll bring it up. I forget the exact name of the Ministry of Defense Report 2007. I mean, you can already see it before they announced it all. People saw those reports and they said, this is what Jones is saying. How the hell do you know this? Now you got Boris Johnson at the UN saying, you will accept nanotech. You will accept microchips injected into your body next year. And why was he saying that? Because he's been told that's what's coming. And he was letting the system know, hey, I screwed people with Brexit. I'm really a globalist operative. I'm Darth Vader to Emperor Palpatine. I betray the people. That clip's coming up next segment as well. So I'm not trying to frighten you because I think you're cowards. I'm trying to get you concerned that there's no way out of this without fully breaking with the system. And when you've got a maskie around you that refuses to listen to the facts, disassociate yourself. Because they're going to disassociate from us, and they're going to literally starve people to death that don't take the inoculations and don't serve them and then don't follow their political will. Because it goes mask, contact tracing, apps on your phones, controlling where you can go, what you can do, always new rules, always new humps to jump through. Then when you take the vaccine, you'll be celebrated as a hero. Then when you criticize people that are getting sick from it, that's going to be blocked by big tech. And that's all an exercise in covering up the killing they're involved in. And then the social credit score is brought in over those apps. That did you take your child to a drag queen story time? Did you let them sit on their lap? Did you let them babysit your child? Did you let them rape your child? I mean, like, letting your five-year-old get raped by a pedophile, you're talking major cred to be put in your system. And then, of course, finally, sterilizing your child, massive. You'll get 5 years living wage off that. Chop your own balls off, same thing. Join Church of Satan, bigger bonuses. Hurt yourself. Take lots of psychotropics. Say that you're debilitated. Say that you're depressed. Again, and then they tell you you're a weakling, and they tell you there's nobody there for you, and they tell you you're so bad, so you shove a gun in your mouth and kill yourself. They're all there preying on you to debilitate you, get control of you, make you depressed, cut you off from God, and then kill you. Because, again, the decision has been made. There's too many people. People are too dumb. They're too lazy. But they made it that way with the system so that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, so that those of us that aren't like that will join the spider in killing our own people, because then he can eat us last. That makes us defenseless when we turn on our own species with the spider. So if you work with these entities and you do this to your own people, you'll be damned. And what does that mean? You'll be cut off from the Creator. You understand? And all of this is accelerating. And the big tech is the surveillance grid. The big tech is the control grid. It's the thing to force you to do all this. And then those you see like Governor Newsom and Hillary Clinton, they're all wanting to be at the global government level. They're all wanting to show that they enthusiastically merge with this spirit and accept the destruction of humanity and celebrate it. And they're all trying to become one with the Luciferian satanic spirit so they can transcend the destruction of the planet. And they believe they're doing this beautiful thing, and that out of this destruction comes the birth of this new entity. That is the marriage of Satan and humanity. But in truth, humanity is being destroyed and giving up its humanity in that processing. So when you see a Jack Dorsey or you see a Governor Newsom, these are absolute adept Luciferian Satanists that their whole mission is destroying you and your family with a total commitment to annihilating you forever and taking your soul with them into the darkest reaches of the universe. Now, this is the reality, and you're going to see it all unfold. Write this down. Record it. Remember it. There'll come a time when none of this is available online. There'll come a time when you're starving to death, and the robots are coming to kill you. Just remember, God's real at that point. Call on Jesus' name. That way your soul doesn't get caught by the spider. Because it's the last moment it wants to trick you to beg to it and to say you renounce God so it won't eat you. And as soon as you do that, you're gone. All that matters is your soul. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping
at InfoWarsStore.com because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil. So amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular. All of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Supermel Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out. Still discounted. Body selling out. Still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out. Still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out. Still discounted. 8-pack power sack. Last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American Revolution worldwide. You are the resistance. The resistance. The resistance.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back for an incredible time to be alive. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Kentucky back in 49.
Only 18 days left the election. Of course, that's just the beginning of the globalist attempt to take over.
Every day I'd watch them beautiful.
This new world order has been built one step at a time. And we're going to have to dismantle it one step at a time. But we have to first recognize what the enemy is, understand it, and then take action. Now, if you just tuned in, you may have missed some of what I broke down earlier, the metaphor of the spider and we being its prey. That really is how this works. I'm not literally saying it's a spider. But when I talk about who the globalists are and the model they believe in and what they're establishing, and how they believe communist China is an example of what they want to establish on a planetary scale. Could a movie describe 115 million people killed by a communist regime like the communist Chinese admit they've done? Could a movie, or the most horrible science fiction nightmare horror, illustrate that? And the answer is no, it couldn't. These are individuals. These are hopes. These are dreams. These are souls. These are women. These are children. These are people harvested for their organs for the crime of loving God or believing in God that wasn't the Communist Party. And Tim Cook goes to Communist China. You can pull up transcripts and see his speeches in Chinese. He can speak it fairly well. Where he says, I believe in censorship. I believe in the model of the elite. I believe in what you've done. And I will stand with you for censorship here and in the rest of the world. Communist China said 3 years ago, they said, give us the code keys to all Apple devices, which they won't even give the FBI. They shouldn't. And they gave it to them. And when the media, Reuters, did an article about it, the communist Chinese were quoted saying, well, yeah, and so was Apple. When you move here and when you set your main base there, they're not based in Seattle now. They're not based in Silicon Valley now in California. They're not based in the West Coast. That's their old base. They said, the communist Chinese officials say in the article, they said, when you move here, you become part of us and you have to put our intelligence agencies in control. Remember, even the head of Alibaba got in trouble because he wasn't giving him enough control, and he was Chinese. And so I was in D.C. about a year after that happened, and I've been making a big deal about it. There's the article right there with TV viewers. And I met with some advisors of the president, and they said, Jones, this is blowing us away. We're going to get this to the president. So the next time I was there, a few months later, a Fox News host came and met with me. And he said, wow, I didn't know it was this bad. Reuters reported on this. You talked about it. Nobody else did. I'll get it to the president. And it got to the president, and he had a fit over it. And they said, well, don't worry about this, sir. Worry about Huawei. But what that shows you is it's not that I'm that important. This is how scary it is. It's that the lawyers that run Congress and the lawyers that run the White House have lived in America so long, they think it's all free and the checks and balances will all be there, like somebody walking out over the edge of a cliff, like Wile E. Coyote, who thinks there's a cliff under him and then finally figures it out and drops. But in the real world, you don't walk out over a cliff and then realize it and then suddenly drop when you realize it. You fall off the minute you stumble over the edge. And we have stumbled over the edge of a cliff. We're in free fall towards the bottom, and we have a parachute, which is realization and our connection to God. We can rise like the phoenix. We can claw back what's been stolen from us. We can turn the clock back. We cannot go headlong into this horrible tyranny, the worst the world's ever seen, communist China and the UN running it through big tech. But it's going to take Congress realizing they got scammed. You know, whenever I get scammed or screwed over, I learn from it. I admit it. I want to get better. But I've learned that's one of my best attributes. It's one of the best attributes you can have. Is that a lot of people I know that when they get screwed or conned or cheated, they don't want to admit it. They get mad at you. And I've used this example many times. It's a true story. I know a talk show host, and I have a distant cousin, and I also have a friend who would never speak to me again. Because they got email scams, Nigerian scams, back when those were huge 20 years ago, and then 15 years ago is when these cases happened. And they give them that first $1,000. You get the email, hey, if you just send us $1,000, the Prince Boo Boo or Habu Boo will send you $15,000. And once you've done that scam, you don't want to admit you got scammed. So in a couple cases, I caught the friends when they were at like $10,000, you know, the second round. Oh, the prince wants to send you $1 million now. We're going to send a representative to meet with you as well. And sometimes they'll even send a car with guys in the royal African robes. They'll, because, you know, they got networks everywhere. And then sometimes they'll get $100,000 on the third round because people have already given them this money and they want to believe they're going to get this huge investment because Prince Abubu's got the money in this bank. He's got $15 million. And if you give him $100,000, he'll give you the $15 million. And once they do it, they don't want to know they got conned. And then in one case with the talk show host, he worked for GCN. He flipped out, went crazy, and said, Jones messed up my deal when I was on air, not even saying his name, saying, I know this guy on the network being scammed by Nigerians, he was on air believing it was real. Or maybe he was working with him. I'm not sure. But Ted Anderson can tell you the story. He was involved trying to get the guy to stop it. I mean, folks, this is what's incredible. Once they screw somebody, once they get you to wear a mask, supposedly 15 days, now it's 8 months, once you accept the total fear, once you accept you're a hero because you do it, well, now you're going to accept that you're a hero because you have a contact tracing and fill out a form to go to the park. You imagine you show up at a big park, and sitting in the middle of the field is a green stand with plexiglass, and you walk over and say, hi, I'm Alex Jones. I want to go to the park. Sorry, it's full. You're like, there's barely anybody in the park. Giant, huge, you know, park. Sorry, you can't. And then you leave, and they let somebody else in. It's all arbitrary. It's all evil. It's all mindless. Just to see if you'll put up with this. And see, folks, that's all this is. So everyone's freaking out now. Wow, did you see Twitter and Facebook and all of them? In a concerted effort, they blocked not only these real emails that are confirmed to be real, these photos, and eyewitness and all this in a major news organization, but now they're blocking the House and Senate committees. Because it's an exercise of raw power. Because Congress won't act. We already have a government. It's called Big Tech. It's called the Communist Chinese. It's called Hollywood. It's called the blue cities and blue states that already got bought out by them, that are already running the operation to collapse the United States and saying no borders, no wall, no USA at all. We have been completely turned over to our enemies already. And Trump's starting to figure it out and saying arrest the heads of the deep state and, hey, we're at war with China. But the public doesn't get it and thinks, oh, this guy's just fear-mongering because of an election. And the mainstream media is pushing for the destruction of the economy and the destruction of the dollar, thinking you're so stupid when they do it, they're going to blame it on Trump. So they're going to make their move in 18 days. They're going to hold up the election. They're going to try to kill the dollar. And it's up to us to get the word out that they're trying to do this so we can stop them. But even more importantly, in case they succeed, everybody's got to know who did this. Because notice, they blame Trump for the coronavirus. They blame him for the economy problems. They blame you. They blame Christians. They blame white people. This is the New World Order strategy. And so I'm here to tell you, we're in the fight of our lives. And once things get really bad, if we fail at this juncture, oh, we're going to have a lot of folks awake. But by then, everything will be shut down. And I'll talk about that when we come back. I'll get very technical next. I said I would. I have it because I'm very emotional right now. But I've already foreseen all of this, and they're now doing it, and I have their battle plans as well. Not just, but my foresight is even better than my analysis, but it's just always, you can see it too. It's all very clear now. Let's go out to break with the president, though, calling it like it is, saying China will run America. This isn't rhetoric. If Biden wins, America's fighting for its damn life against enemies and traitors. Here's the president.
If Biden wins, China will own the United States. And I turned it all around, and you know that better than anybody. In 2019, if you go back 10 years, everybody projected 2019 the economy of China was going to be bigger than the U.S., except it didn't happen because I got elected, and I turned it the opposite way. We were picking up much more than them. And then I did the no dumping steel, and I did tariffs, and I did everything on them. No, no, they want Sleepy Joe to win. And if he does, if Sleepy Joe...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Things, but you know what I hate more is lying to you. And when I say these things, I sit back and go, my God, you're saying this because it's the truth. Bill Gates is obsessed with killing children and old people. He says it all the time. We have the clips. His father ran Planned Parenthood. His mother was a famous eugenicist that ran IBM. I mean, this is the front man of the enemy. May he burn in hell. But let me just do it this way. Let me just talk to you like I'm giving a report to the president. A lot of this information does get to the president, get to others. The blind spot good people have is that you're not like Bill Gates. You're not like Ted Turner. You're not like George Soros or David Rockefeller. You're not like Prince Charles. All of these men have said they want to kill 90% of the world's population. That's the number they settle in on. And that's their religion. And so I made all these films telling you global government's coming, forced inoculations, lockdowns, checkpoints, tracker passes on your phones. Then people go watch Endgame, which they took off Amazon, you notice, because it was going to number one. You know, I made it 13 years ago because people watch it and they go, how the hell did he know this? I didn't know it. It was admitted. God almighty. Yeah, there's Ted Turner put that up outside Atlanta, the Georgia Guidestones, saying they're going to keep the public at 500 million. That's even more than 90% reduction. So let's just get into it. We just had a bear trap to catch our leg. Communist China, the big health departments of the planet, owned by these big corporations, are involved in a power grab. Big tech is exercising censorship control right now. And they began to say in their own corporate admissions affecting the battle space in the last 3 months that, oh, on election day, we're not going to let any Republicans say Trump won, including the president. And we're not going to let elected leaders say it either. We'll decide from authoritative sources. And they listed those as CNN and the New York Times, the Washington Post. And so then we began to see the acceleration of everybody being banned or shadow banned or blocked. Well, it's clear. You don't just flip everybody off and take them off in one day. There'd be a revolt. So you just start incrementally banning people, starting with Alex Jones. But as you get closer to the election, you're banning more in a day than you used to ban in a month. And they say on election day, everyone will be filtered. Everyone will be blocked with keywords. And you cannot say that you thought Trump won. The Democrats are going to say that Biden won. They're going to contest. They're going to say count the ballots. And if you simply counter them or show a Project Veritas video or show local news showing election fraud, that won't be allowed because that is not authoritative. So I warned Congress. And I got messages to the president, and I know you did as well. And I just said, they're going to put the internet kill switch in, the selective kill switch, with the AI control, a few days before November 3rd. It'll be fully in place within 15 days. And then I was over at a big podcasting studio they built here in Austin, not Joe Rogan's, but another one. And they were showing me the emails before we went on air. Hell, I even did it on air. It was the Drinking Bros podcast. We should get them in the studio the next few days. And there was the emails from Facebook telling them, we'll pay you to not post and not say anything on election day. How much money do you want? And they were doing this to anybody that was prominent. See, they're not even hiding it, folks. They're reaching out to the conservatives and saying, hey, sit it out, and we won't ban you, and we'll give you some money. How much money will you lose, do you think? Tell us how much money you want. These are the emails. How much money do you want? And when they didn't respond, and I even pulled up articles admitting, well, this is not even hidden. This is going on. I didn't even know about it. When they send you a number and you don't respond, they go, well, tell me how much do you want? Because, see, they're just trying to find out your price, you see. But when you take that money, you don't just lose your soul, folks, which they didn't take the money. You're now under their control, and they're gaming everything. So they're so worried. They know Biden's losing so bad, they're trying to pay prominent Facebook users money to just don't post because the AI and the censors aren't strong enough to control it all. I was in their studios a week ago. My interview with them just aired the other day. It's good. It's 2 hours long. Had some fun. You ought to see what happened to the villain from Halloween. But that's where we are. So we should be having a larger discussion about Congress and what is Congress going to do? I'm not in love with these old men, and I'm not in love with these lawyers. I'm just saying, you jackasses are into your power, right? You're into how your gravitas and all your courtliness. You're idiots. You've had Chi-Coms and big tech run circles around you and take all the power away. So now they're my unelected government over me with banks shutting down our bank accounts, shutting down the NRA's bank accounts. We're all going into slavery, and you old dumb lawyers won't even organize your legitimate power, which would make you heroes, save your grandchildren, and make you more money. But instead, you want to be China's bitch. because you're scared of the media when it's a paper tiger. I mean, is Josh Howley okay? Yeah, I guess. He talks a good game. Is Jordan okay? Yeah, I guess. Where's the action, man? Little less talk, little more action. That's what gives me satisfaction. Everyone's having circles run around them because we have a normalcy bias that we're the USA and we'll always be free, damn it. But we're not. So the internet kill switch, I've looked at the numbers, okay? They hit us with a 96% ban on all the platforms the day after Hillary lost 4 years ago. Then when they totally banned us, it was complete. We have all the metrics, the numbers. And I started looking at other people's numbers in the last year. They have an algorithm. It's like 96%. Now they're even getting rid of that 4%. And then I watch Congress like, is it censorship? It's not censorship. It's racketeering, total takeover, where Joe Biden gets caught in an FBI cover-up. His son gets caught in it. With the emails from the ministers, we're going to give you money for the Burisma deal, smoking gun, and it's so dangerous, they all work in concert to shut it down. But again, that's because the people put up with it. They don't respect the FBI. They don't respect the Congress. They see you as little bitches. I wish you'd man up. Because in your own stupid self-interest, you're going to be annihilated by this corporate takeover. But you live off the idea of America and great men before you. So you still think you have all this power when you don't, because you gave it up. You abdicated your responsibility. You pissed it away. You stood down. You little men, you little lawyers with people pulling your chairs out and kissing your ass and your chauffeurs and all of it and big techs laughing at you. Telling you, oh, your excellency, oh, senator, oh, congressman, oh, Mr. President, I don't do that. I told Trump, I don't need you to tell me how great I am and pat me on the head. I'm not a dog. I don't want to be a slave of these people, and I want you to defeat communist China and the pedophile rings and the New World Order and take control of this and build a pro-human future. That's what I want. So don't call me back till you do it. That's where we need to be. But these candy asses still want to play the game. This is a takeover. It's over. You're not playing two sides anymore. And Trump, God bless him, gets it and says, we're at war. Communist China's conquering the U.S. We have enemies that want to destroy your future. Emergency, mayday, 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 mayday. Choose America. Choose your own common sense. Choose reality. Say no to this. And there's a good chance with election fraud he's going to lose in 18 days. And even if he wins, despite the fraud, they're going to say he didn't win and all hell's going to break loose. And the average man cares about complying to the media and the government and his wife and everything else. And so the women are all desperate and freaked out and the children are alone and evil's taking us over because men are a bunch of damn cowards today. And they suck their thumbs and they put them up in the wind to see which way it's blowing. I'm not doing that. That's why we built Bandai Video. That's why we built InfoWars.com. It's why we're here. We are on the air fighting with our great affiliates. So spread the word now, you Paul Revere's. Now, if you've got any common sense.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a